Your life.
Thank you for attending the Board of Education meeting of August the 24th. The Board of Education met earlier at 5:30. We went into, I'm going to speak at 5:30, went to executive session, and the purpose for going to executive session is to interview for guiding, director of guidance, as well as the district clerk, and for personnel office. I would like to resume at open at this time at 7:30. I have a motion to resume open at 7:30.
So moved.
Carol Seahawk first.
Second.
One second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Can I have a motion for agenda item 3B1 from A to 4, and then B1 to 52.
So moved.
I'm going to table agenda item C1, and then can I have a motion for the rest of the agenda item for the personal action? Can I have a motion? All right, well, all right, so I'll let you get seated. So I do have a motion on the table for that agenda item 3B1. All right, Jeanette Tinsel first, and Terry Fulton is second. Any seconds? Okay. All those in favor? Have a motion for agenda item 3C1 and 2.
So moved.
Carol Seahawk first. Carrie Fulton second. Any questions about this agenda item? Seeing no questions, all those in favor? Aye. Motion carries 5-0. So at this point in time, I will open it up to community input. I apologize. I did not know that people were waiting out there.
That's okay. Could you just read the minutes back to us then, so we just don't have to? Because if you don't, I'm gonna go
over. Excuse me, if I could just do me a favor. Just come up to the mic and just give your. So, and we got this. This is the time frame for community input for non-agenda items. We completed the agenda.
But you did it before we did.
All right, so hold a second. Please just give your, before you get started, in regards to community input, we as a Board of Education welcome any community input from the community at this point in time. If there's any comments related to personnel, employees of the district, related to students of the district, related to Board of Education, I'm going to respectfully ask you to stop the statement or to stop the question. So, in regards to the other question about the agenda item that we just voted on, I don't mind taking the question in regarding to the agenda item that we just voted on. I understand that you were out there. I did not realize that that was the case. So, I don't mind hearing the question about the particular agenda item.
Okay, so it's not, I just want to, Amanda O'Connor of Avenue, I just wanted to be specified on these emails. But the meeting was started before the public was allowed into the building, and that y'all are refusing to go over those items again as the community members myself are asking you to.
So, just so that you're clear, I'm not refusing to go through that. We already voted on all the items already, so I can't re-vote on the items.
No,
item.
You can read to us who voted on
I'm sorry.
Item.
I'm sorry. So
if I'm asking, just to be completely clear, I'm asking the board to recap the meeting, starting at the very top of the meeting, so I don't know.
All right, I hear what you're saying, So there were only two things that we're gonna be, that we're voting on tonight. It was a personnel action report, which was 3B1. And the personnel action report, all the items were voted on except for agenda, except for item, hold on. It was in the personnel act report on the certified appointments. Let us see, C1 that was tabled because we have to go back into executive session. Everything else was, there was a motion for everything else. The motion was made by, first was by Jeanette, second by Terry, and it was 5-0. And then for the tax levy, information, there was a motion for agenda item 3C1-2, first by Karen, second by Terry. They asked any questions, and there were no questions. So those were the only, that was it. There was no presentation. There was nothing else. These were the only items that were on the agenda. That was it. Any other questions regarding any other questions regarding non-agenda items?
I do. I have something to say. Is the district calendar approved?
Dr. Bale?
I'm sorry.
Is the district calendar approved?
The district calendar is the calendar with the dates. The master calendar has been approved. The calendar that goes home to parents is going to the printer this week. Because of our change from one public relations firm to another, there was a delay, but we will get it up on the website and we will do a connected call announcing that it is on the website and then it will be mailed as soon as possible.
Okay. Next, when can I expect my information for my Park Avenue student?
Dr. Lang.
I'm sorry, I'm so glad what kind of information are you?
I need to know what class she's going to be in, any part of her 504 plan, anything regarding my Park Avenue student.
The rollover for the district was done this morning, so you should be able to get any information beginning tomorrow. Be sure to call Mr. Plyer and find out where the specific time when the letters are going in.
So I need to call the principal and ask him when I can get my teacher somewhere.
I will be happy to do it for you and then call you tomorrow.
That would be great.
Okay.
Be great. I can email you my information.
Fabulous. Thank you.
So I have noticed lately, for about the last year and a half, our robocalls are only being used to announce Board of Education meetings. So I'm curious to know why those aren't being utilized to notify parents of situations or of anything really, except for senior pictures. I'm sorry, the high school does send out robocalls.
So I know that there have been other robocalls that have gone out. As a board member, I have received some of the robocalls. I know from the free lunch this summer, I remember that was one robocall that went out. So there have been other robocalls. So I'm not, Dr. Fail, you can kind of elaborate, because I'm not too sure if you're just referring to just students in your kids, your age group, or referring to just in general. So, but I know this, other robocalls have gone out.
What particular robocalls are you?
You're just saying any general robocalls.
Yeah, anything as to when there's going to be an event at the school, or we used to get them for the festivals even. Notifying us that our children would be playing in festivals. We used to get them for the positive results. I mean, we got them for everything, but now we get them, and I didn't see, you are right, they do send them out for the meal program this summer. So with the exception of those two things, though, I don't think I've got a robocall.
We are not doing any robocalls about COVID at this point. There's no longer any COVID restrictions.
Okay, that's
that we would have to notify you about, and you know the governor has released new information about COVID, and that we will have on our website at some point soon. The buildings do robocalls about particular events in the buildings.
Okay.
And those you can expect. if there was something major that would happen, a school closing or an unusual, out of the ordinary event, then we would do a robocall.
That's fantastic. That leads me to my next question. Were the parents ever going to be notified about the computers that were stolen out of the guidance counseling office at the high school?
I have no idea what you were talking about.
Really? There was not computers stolen out of the high school building.
So that's something that we're not aware of. We'll find out more about
computers stolen out of the high school. When were they stolen?
Recently.
Dr. Fell, we'll look into it. We'll find out more.
Yeah, that's definitely something you guys need to look into. Along with that, you can
where
also,
did you hear that?
That I'm not going to give you that question.
Okay, we'll look.
You don't answer my questions.
Right. So
back to that though, there's a couple other things that are going to go along with
this.
Excuse
me. Hold on one second. I didn't set the timer. Right. So
okay, go ahead.
So the time is almost up. I'll give you one more minute to ask one more question. So that way, if anyone.
Okay. So if you're giving me one more minute, I'm going to finish my questions because I have some.
Okay.
So go ahead and add to that list that you need to get back to us the responses of. I would like to know, how are our students' data stored? Is that on a cloud? Is that using like a special website that has, you know, special cybersecurity? Or is that information on the hard drives of the computers that are in our school? And that's one of the reasons that I was surprised when we didn't get notified. So again, you guys will look into that. But I do want to know if my daughter's information is out there for the world. That's very important.
We have no knowledge of what's.
But you're going to look into that, so that's okay. Absolutely. So these are just a couple other things that I would like you to look into because those questions were connected to that situation. Okay. So I would like to know how the student's data is stored.
Thank you.
Okay. And then I also wanted to know, and Dr. Lang will probably be able to answer this. I had seen in a June. Agenda, I believe it was, that we were going back to the linked classrooms. Can you help me understand what a linked classroom is? So
I'd be happy to. One of the things that the research has taught us over the years is that our support classes and our enrichment classes work much better when it's taught by the same person. So for example, if a child is deemed in need of remediation or support, they receive the traditional academic intervention services, AIS services. Those students now will be linked with the core teacher. So if I'm the English teacher, I get not only my rostered class list, but I also get to meet them for every other day period for the support and or enrichment.
Okay.
Same thing for math. We paired the teachers, so the teachers have their own students because it's the teachers who have diagnosed the areas, in addition to the data, of course, have diagnosed the areas of weakness, and it's the teacher who can provide it most effectively.
Okay, so basically you're just saying that we're going back to the way that the schedules were before we tried the walk.
Correct.
Okay, so how long are the class periods?
At the middle school, it's 42 minutes, and at the high school, it's 41 minutes.
And how long is
it? 42 minutes at the high school and 43 at the middle school. Sorry about that. 43 at the middle, 42 at the high school.
Okay, and then how long is the high school lunch?
The high school lunch, 42.
42 is the same as the.
And the middle school is 30.
Why is there
a difference?
I'm sorry? Why is there a difference?
Because we wanted two reasons. One, we wanted to recapture the instructional time for our middle school students. And the second is that, as you may know, middle school students eat lunch very fast and can have lots of energy. So we want to give them an opportunity to kind of swim around and then get right back to their studies. So it allowed us basically to recapture instructional time.
And then just one more thing. Was there any new after-school programs that started from the next year?
You have the appointment.
Yeah. Yes, we will continue the Leaders of Tomorrow grant, which allowed us to, last year we started at the high school and the middle school. We expanded at the end of the year to Northwest and Park Avenue. So we will be opening in September the program in all four schools.
Okay. Okay, so will there be any new programs this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what will
Oh, I don't know yet tonight.
We're not prepared to announce those yet because we are adding new programs as we speak.
Is there a time when we can expect to have those?
Probably at like the September meeting.
Yeah, at the September meeting.
So after school starts.
I'm sorry?
After school starts.
After school starts.
After school.
Any other community input on non-agenda items?
I have a question. With the meeting starting, the public meeting started at 5:30. When did the executive session? When did you leave the executive session?
We came from Park North over here probably about like 7:15, but we did not start exactly. We did not reopen again until 7:30.
Well, we walked in at 7:30.
Yeah, we were done. We reopened again at 7:30. The error was when we saw 7:30, we went ahead and started the meeting. We did not know anyone was out. That was our.
With all due respect, we completed all the action. The gentleman opened the door at 7:30. Could you not open it at 7:30?
Right, he let, right.
We walked from there to the seat and we were done.
There was nothing on the agenda. It was just the two items, that was it.
So the superintendent's report?
No, there was no report. It was a special meeting. There was nothing else that was done. There was no presentation, no board action items. The only thing was.
Before?
No, there was nothing. There was nothing. This was a special meeting, and the focus behind the special meeting when we went to executive session was for interview. And then, I'm saying to you that the reason we went to executive session was for interviews. These two items here are 3B1, 3B, and 3C were the only items that were on the agenda. We did nothing else.
And where are the minutes?
We being that this was a special meeting for the interviews, and these two items were in on here. The minutes will be on the regular meeting, which will be on September. I mean, the special meeting, which will be our regular scheduled special meeting, which is September the 6th. That's when the minutes will be there. The minutes from the August 6th meeting will be on that meeting. This meeting was not supposed to be here. So it's going to be placed on
all the meeting. All the minutes are on the website with Mr. Weeks.
Are all the minutes on for the month of July?
I'm talking about August too.
For the month of July, the minutes were not on the website within 2 weeks. We had a transition of not having a district clerk. The deputy district clerk and myself were making sure the minutes were accurate before we posted up as a draft. We have until the 24th. For the minutes from the 10th, the meeting on the 10th, to be posted, and they will be posted by the 24th as well.
Okay, but you can appreciate our frustration. I mean, I've sat in your seat for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I have never started a meeting without public. I don't think I've ever had a meeting where nobody showed up, and I would question probably when it's public, because they've been coming every meeting. And literally walking from that door into the seat, we went through whatever you went through is the public's business. And we weren't here. And when they walked in, we were almost like, I'm not something. It would have been a question, maybe. And also, maybe talk to the security staff to keep the public out there until exactly 7:30 is kind of rude. Why can't we settle? Why can't we? Search for our pens and our pocketbooks for maybe 2 minutes before you start. And then it's going to get cold. It's just common courtesy.
Thank you for that comment. We were not aware that was what's happening. We will make sure that the doors are open so therefore the public can come in and get seated as we're getting seated.
Business is very important.
Yes, definitely.
Like I did send an email pointing out that we were ushered out of the meeting. Session. We're not supposed to be
that will be corrected as well. If we have to go back into executive session, then what we will do, either we will leave the room and go to another room, or we will stay here, or we'll have you guys sit in another room. So that's being corrected as well. So
all
thank you for that.
In terms of the agenda items, the agenda itself on the website, the credentials for the Zoom say the public meeting starts at 7:30. Public meeting starts at 5:30. The public has a right to see you enter into executive session. Public has a right to be connected if that's what you're offering. You're offering the connection.
We did.
It says 7:30. The Zoom connection says 7:30. I have a screenshot of it.
Okay, then I know that when the robocall went out, it did say 5:30.
I'm not a parent, so I don't have a
robocall. All right, so we'll make sure.
Yeah.
We appreciate when things are brought to our attention.
Yeah.
We'll correct that.
But it's a little confusing. And then the agenda also says 7:30. It technically started the public community class.
Correct. We've done it
for our community. Normally you went into exactly get that.
Yes.
In terms of grant funded positions that was on the agenda, what is the board's philosophy on continuing with a position or a program that is funded through a grant and a grant funded out?
So,
do you have a philosophy?
Yeah, so I was going to let Dr. Bell. Our philosophy as the board is that when grants come in, we're always looking at how can that program be sustained when the grant funding runs out. And that's what's most important. So we ask the questions, when the grant funding is going to run out, how will that program continue? If someone's hired from the grant funding, how will that salary be able to be paid once the funding runs out? Because as we are aware, when it comes to grant funding, when we lose grant funding, if there's nothing to sustain it, we've lost either a good personnel or we've lost a good program. So that's our philosophy. Now, if Dr. Bell would like to add.
Yeah, I'm going to add to it, and then I'm also going to ask Dr. Lang to add, because she is the person who's been writing the grants. Mm-hmm. We see the grants as a continuous process. We don't apply for grants now, put programs in, and then stop applying for grants. So recognizing the state of the district and the academic performance that the district has experienced in recent years, right now we are doing an infusion of programs to get the district back on track, improve student performance, improve academic achievement. And then some of those grants, the majority of those grants, really are for that purpose. So as time goes on, some of those programs may self-eliminate, because hopefully we will have the students back on a level where they should have been and where they should be. But in the meantime, we're taking advantage of any possible grant we can have, even if it's a temporary program. The Empire, the Leaders of Tomorrow program, which is an exciting program, it's an after-school program, as you know. That's something we can do now. Will we be able to afford it 5 years from now? Hopefully we can continue with grant funded programs, but if we can't, they will serve a valuable purpose while we have that money. Thank you.
One other thing on the agenda reform, I didn't know there wasn't a report, but I did have a question. On the middle school welcome back letter, it's just for my own education.
Sure.
Quote, we are prepared to offer a grade level engaging, affirming, and meaningful curriculum with more time and support to every student. What is, I feel stupid asking, but what is affirming curriculum?
As you know, we're a targeted district, and we have two of our buildings identified. One is the middle school, and the other is Northwest. And as I'm sure you know, the reason for the identification is that our reading and math scores in grades 3 through 8 are too low. They're unacceptable, and we are working at breakneck speed to make sure that as fast as possible, we return to schools in good standing and have districts in good standing. And as part of the programs that we're instituting, we identified a gap between the former standards, New York State standards, and the next generation standards. And the gap was that we are not using grade level texts. And so with the middle school team, one of the presentations that we are doing at the September meeting is to show exactly what affirming and engaging and on grade level text looks like. The team went to a very, very, very intensive, almost a college university, 5 day, 8 to 5 o'clock, state education sponsored Institute for the Standards. And so we, with the board's permission, we have asked if we can present exactly what it looks like to the public. So that'll be on September 10th.
I just didn't know what it was, and we asked the parents, because it's a confusing mouthful, but I get it. All right, the only other thing I had was on non-agenda. You don't even have to answer today, but maybe it'd be nice to hear it in the future. What are the Board of Ed's goals for the district this year, the 22-23 school year? And what are specifically the district superintendent's goals?
So we as a policy committee, we met last week, mm-hmm. and that's one of the policies that we looked at and that we are revising, and we're looking to have the first reading of that at the next meeting.
For district goals?
With the district goal as well as the board goals.
The board school student superintendent was talking about.
Right,
exactly. The policy committee being set up. Or the policy of the
policy.
Of the board. Yes.
Right.
Not community.
No.
Gotcha. So we'll hear about that in the future.
What's going to happen at the next, our regular special meeting, first Wednesday, September, those
okay. All right. And how do you choose members, the stakeholder, the community members? How do you select them?
For different committees?
For district-wide impact, you know, impact the entire district.
So, what? Oh, go ahead.
Again, as you probably know, the consolidated grant, which is the federal government grant, that's Title 1, 2, 3, and 4, requires, as all grants do, that we achieve feedback from the community. So each one of the buildings has identified members of the stakeholders team. And tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, we are having our first stakeholders meeting for me to present the basically what we are proposing the monies go to. And then the members of the stakeholders committees will give us feedback and say that's great, or what did you think of? Either way, that's what we do. We collect, and then the next step is we file the FS10s, or the plan with the narrative onto the website so that the community can actually look at what it is we're suggesting that we do. And again, as you know, with the titles, these are expenditures that, I mean, sorry, they are monies that are given to this community because of our SES status. And so these monies are not monies that we're concerned about disappearing. These will continue, so the programs and the individuals we hire under the consolidated grant will continue as long as, you know,
yes, I understand there are multiple grants, parent involvement, parents being identified. I'm asking, who is the most recognized stakeholder for the taxpayer?
So again, the consolidated grant requires us to have from each building a parent of an ELL student. They require us to have a parent.
I don't think you're, maybe I'm not explaining myself. If you have district-wide committees, interview committees that have an impact on the district, maybe things have changed in 10 years, so correct me. There's the parent representative, the administrative representative, teacher representative, community member. You still do community member?
We did last year, we did reach out to the APTC, and that's really...
No, but who do you go to for the community member, not a paid salary?
So that's a different committee. I thought you were referring to the stakeholders committee meeting that's being held tomorrow.
No,
I apologize.
In general, like the parents, the PTA?
Yeah, the APTC, we do reach out to them. They're the recognized group that we get.
I'm just asking, we used to go to the chamber. Who do you go to get your community member who's not?
So if there's a situation where we are looking for a community member that's not a parent, then that's what we would do, like advertise, put it in the record, or put something on the website. If you can correct me, I don't think there's anything we've done recently that we were looking for a community member, and it's some per se, but versus someone who doesn't have a child in the district. So I missed your question from the beginning. So to answer your question, that's what we would do. We would post on the website, put it in the annual record, put it in different sources, reach out to different community organizations, different stakeholders within the district and say, we're looking for someone who lives in the district but does not have a child in the district. This is the focus of the committee. This is the name of the committee. This is what they're going to be charged with, for example. This is how long it's going to be. You know, this is what we're looking for.
I was just wondering how you actually feel it.
Yeah, that's how we would do it.
If
we
have another stakeholder to find a stakeholder, that might not be the best way.
I'd say the last one again.
You're going to a stakeholder group to find another stakeholder group, but you said you're going to do it in a new stakeholder.
We would do it because sometimes not everyone gets like the annual record, for example. So that's why we just don't stay with one source. We branch out wide, so therefore we can hit as many different types of organizations.
I was just curious about that. All
right, and we also, last year, Mr. Dragone represented us at the OAO. Mr. Watson is going to do that this year, and that's actually a good organization also.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Wendy Canestro, 45 Wood Avenue, Amityville. I just want to first piggyback on what Debbie said. She's a former board president. I'm a former board president, about allowing your constituents in a little bit early. You want your constituents to feel welcome and engaged with you as part of the process. By not allowing us in, it really is putting up a wall, you versus us. We're all on the same team.
So I'm just going to interrupt 1 second. And I'll let you continue. As I stated before.
Yes, you said you're going to correct it. Yes.
But we were not aware that was happening.
That happens at every meeting, Ms. Johnson.
We were not aware now, but we're aware.
Okay, great.
We'll make sure that people come. We were not aware.
Fantastic. Then problem solved. So I would like to piggyback on what Dr. Lang said about this 5-day conference that the board approved for an estimated $41,000, estimated, it could be more. 9 people, that New York State Ed targeted the middle school. 9 people were listed on the conference. One of them was the interim principal of the high school.
You have to stay away from personnel. So if you're asking—
This is general, I haven't used anybody's name.
But even when you state a position, it goes to one person, so—
Okay, not everybody on there was from the middle school. In fact, one person was a consultant. So the district paid almost $5,000 for a consultant to go. So before you stop me and say it's grant funded, which it is, and I am a huge supporter of grants, I agree with you, take them whenever you can get them. But grant funding doesn't come off of trees. Grant funding is really funded by the taxpayer at the end of the day, right? It's our tax dollars spread out. So I have a few questions with this. I read about this program, which seemed to be about like racism and education and DEI and a lot of things. And I have a lot of connections in the education community. And it seems that a lot of districts on Long Island are taking advantage of the BOCES program, which offers the same thing for a fraction of the cost. And Amityville gets 61.8% aid on that. So we would get money back on that. If we were to take the Enhanced would offer 3-day in-staff training. They would come in-house and train everybody. So now you have 8 staff members and a consultant who now has to turnkey the information, right? Where you could have just had the entire staff trained. At that, the Enhanced is for 3 days. The Premium was for 10 days, which is overkill, but it's for a fraction. You could have saved over $30,000 in grant money that could have been reapplied to go directly towards students, right? We wanted to trickle down to students. And you can say that this is going to be trickled down to students, but it's about being smart, and it's before the board, and the board really needs to do their due diligence to ask $41,000 to send 9 people to one of the tourist capitals of the world is a little outrageous. So I would like to know, and one of the sitting trustees is the president of BOCES, and I would hope that they would have advocated to use BOCES.
Okay, so let.
So I would like to know why we paid for a consultant, okay, and why was BOCES not on the table when they offered the same thing in districts all over Long Island are sending teams there, and we could have been done better off with our grant money. Can I just say something? This is for trustees to know. I want you guys to question things, to say, listen, this is a lot of money. How better can we spend it? How better can we spread it apart? It's really about asking you to do that.
Your question.
Thanks. We have 3 school improvement grants that come from the State Education Department. The first is the district school improvement grant. The second is for the middle school. And the third is for Northwest. These require a narrative to explain to the State Education Department exactly how these monies are going to be spent. We are assigned a consultant from the State Education Department. That individual is the individual who is our team leader in terms of creating a blueprint for our change. That money is earmarked from the state for us. It is part of the school improvement grant monies from the state. And the conference we went to was the standard, it's the national standards based conference. It is, although we of course dealt with diversity, equity, and inclusion, it is not a DEI conference. It was a standards based so that our team could unpack the new next generation standards that are required in New York State in math and ELA. Although the DEI BOCES program is absolutely wonderful, it had nothing to do with that conference.
Did BOCES offer those standards?
Absolutely not. This is a national convention that is held several times a year in several different places. We did not have the opportunity to select where we were going. We actually took 7 days, 2 of them a Sunday and a Saturday, and 5 school days where we worked from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock at night on those 5 days. For it was almost a graduate level university type exploration of how we can change and create a blueprint for Amityville so that our students' potential is reflected in the scores. Our scores right now are unacceptable, and we must change the profile so that our students have an opportunity to be the front page of Newsday for their amazing capabilities.
Well, I will say, I'm happy to hear you speaking of students. We don't always hear that, and I would agree that the focus should be on academics to bring them up. And being that it was $41,000 estimate, I mean, I'm gonna expect to see improvements by the end of the year. You know, you got the training, you went 8 hours a day, 5 days, 9 people. I mean, we're gonna look for results now. That is a lot of money. And hopefully that pays off.
Absolutely.
And you were required to pay for that consultant because it was
That consultant is assigned.
I know it's assigned, but then we were also required to put the bill on that.
No, it is from the grant from the State Education Department.
So the grant says you must take that consultant?
Yeah.
That's what the grant says?
She is the team leader. She is the person assigned to us to mentor us so that we can change the profile, the face of Amityville.
Does the school district pay for that consultant?
Out of the State Education
it's
Department.
Just, so it, we don't pay for a separate contract with that person?
No.
The state is giving it to you. Okay, that's what I just want to understand.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Wendy, I'd also like to mention you said the tourist capital of the world.
You did say that.
Yeah. No, they never got out of the hotel, but not only that, Orlando was not the most attractive place to go when it's 100 degrees outside.
So what?
Gorbachev 77 South Bayview Avenue. Where are the other excuse me? Gorbachev 77 South Bayview Avenue.
Excuse me, direct question to me.
Well, she asked me a question, I addressed the
answer. No. When you went to ask the question,
got it.
I thought you looked in that direction. So,
to further your comment, Dr. Lang, you said these, the seminar. The seminar was located in different various parts of the country. What other parts of the country were they able to go so that you didn't have to have, you know, all the airfare and the hotel? Is there anything more local? And you get to choose the location, or you had to go to Orlando?
This year's summer conference was held in Orlando. Next year it's in Washington, D.C.
But you said there were several throughout the year.
Correct.
So where were the other locations?
There is a winter conference that's in California. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on which city.
So does the year run from the school year, or is it a fiscal year? So could you have gone during the school another time being in the summer?
One of the things we always look at with these conferences is not to take people out of the buildings when school is in session.
Absolutely.
I'll so the that. Summer is really preferential for that.
Okay. So back to my real question. So we went around the block with this. Number one, I went around the block with this on email to you and the board. And last week it was touched upon regarding the live streaming and the video of these meetings. So we went around the block and you said, oh, we've improved and spent money on audio.
Right, we haven't received the equipment yet.
Okay, so my question to you is, A, why would you spend good money after bad when we're asking for something specific of live streaming, archiving on the website, and you're just saying, okay, well, we're just gonna enhance the audio. We're asking for video and live streaming. Live streaming. So you're putting money into it. Why don't you up the game? Use some of your COVID money, use some of your grant money, do whatever you have to do. I understand that we have, with the Newsday article this week, and the fact that our taxes went up, and you've received more funding than you've ever received in your lifetime. And plus, there's COVID money that still is ready to be dispersed in some form or fashion. So that being said, all this pile and barrels of money, you can upgrade and do a live streaming situation because the community is asking for it. And when we said something about last meeting that I was present at, we said, oh, the volume is not working. There's something garbled in the people who are listening in. And you basically did a wave of the hand and said, it's working. You didn't even care. You dismissed it like it'll work. It's working. Well, it wasn't working, because if it was working, we wouldn't have said anything. That's my question. So
at the last meeting, we did get a text from the technology rep who was here. We received a text from someone who was monitoring in the community, and they said it's working. I'm not going to argue who says it was working, who's not. That's what we heard. We are still in discussion, Gordon and I, about what type of, whether it's live streaming or audio, that we're going to use.
But we're saying what we want it. Why are you vacillating on audio
versus live streaming?
Sounds like you are.
No, we're not vacillating.
Yes, you are, because you're saying, I put money towards audio. We're already asking for live streaming and to archive them.
So we have responded in terms of getting new equipment to address the audio. We will make a decision as a Board of Education,
right,
if we're going to do live.
So you're spending money on audio already
at this point.
So that's good money after bad, because when all of a sudden you're going to decide, oh yeah, we're going to live stream, which I really don't think you're really going to do, because none of you want any of this out in the open on a regular basis to all the people that can't make it. Because that's my thing. I totally believe that you would any tree at any given time.
I respectfully disagree with
you.
One of the things that we will do is that once we get the new system, and it should be coming shortly, that's what we were told by Dr. Bale, any meeting that we had will be recorded and will be available on the website. That's number one. Number two, and then when it comes to live streaming, whether it's going to be Facebook, YouTube, whatever it's going to be utilized, as a Board of Education, we will make that decision. If that's what will happen.
So when's that decision going to be talked about and made?
soon as I have all my seven members here, the person issues for two people that are not here. And as soon as I have all seven, which hopefully we at the next meeting, we'll make that final decision. And we'll let them
okay, it was them. Months ago that I wrote to the board.
I know.
And none of you ever reply. It's only Dr. Thale that has to be the spokesperson for everybody.
Because we have asked him to be the response
person. Yeah, that's really not, that really shouldn't be the case. And my second question is, the district fully staffed for the opening of school? And if not, what percentage are you still lacking? Where's the deficit?
We are very close to being fully staffed. We
What's do close?
Have, we have what, 10 people who we, there are 10 vacancies that we are processing now. We will look to have another board meeting before the opening of school or in conjunction
school's
with the
like,
opening.
We're gonna handle that.
Well, the first day of classes in September is right at the Labor Day. So we still have a week. We have the candidates and we will be approving them in time for school opening. We will be fully staffed.
Are they all teacher roles? What are the roles that are
teacher,
outstanding?
Teacher roles, aides, some teacher assistants, some aides. But
that's why the schedules aren't done or anything like that?
No, that's not why the schedules aren't.
Backpedaling stuff?
No.
Week before school?
The schedules are completed now. They are being finalized. The schedules were not done because we developed a whole new schedule. We did not want to stay with the block schedule that we had last year, and it took time to redevelop it. But the schedules are ready now. They're just being some fine tuning on them, and they will be going out soon.
Okay, and kind of part of my first question is, so why did the taxpayer get a tax increase when in fact there's COVID money still to be dispersed and you got more funding than you ever had? Why did we get a tax increase? What?
Now I'm gonna ask Ms. Bawazzi to comment on that.
The COVID money was designated.
Can you just move the mic a little bit closer because
the COVID money was actually designated for specific tests. It was supposed to be used, like Dr. Lang referred to, learning loss and all kinds of instruction who are specific, designated by the state, and therefore we cannot commingle it. And the taxes also are based on other factors. Beyond, which is not, let me put it this way, it's based on the numbers that we receive from the state. For example, we have something called the equalization rate. It gives us how we have to afford the tax. We have to calculate the tax. All those things are included in the tax cap calculation.
In other words,
we cannot commingle grant money.
But I'm not talking about a grant. I'm talking about the state or federal funding that we've got more money than God of late. It's the most money you've probably ever received, and yet our taxes went up.
Yes, you are talking about foundation aid. That's the general aid that we receive. We did a lot of construction over the years.
So you have more money than you've ever got, and yet you still increase the taxpayer. That makes zero sense. It makes absolutely no sense. You're sitting on a barrel full of money. Yeah, you are, because you got the most money you've ever gotten. It's ludicrous.
We also had to start repaying the bond.
We have to start repaying
and
the bond.
And repaying the bond has to have a designated amount each year. That naturally does come out of the general fund. So while we receive more foundation aid, the expenses are also up.
I think that does it. But hopefully by the next meeting, you'll have a thing on the live stream. Because, like I said, it's been months since this first came about.
I can't promise it's going to be by the next meeting, but we are working on it.
Okay.
So, before you start, I'm going to do this is to play fair. I didn't set the timer from the beginning when everyone went around the circle. So what I'm going to do, as people come up now, I will set the timer.
Not like there's a ton of people.
No, but still, I want a policy is 3 minutes, so I just want to
say the policy. First of all, the taxes, it's Wendy Canestra, 45 Wood Avenue. The taxes, there can be a zero. You can go to a zero. The board has to work on it. You cut things, you cut, trim back the fat. It does depend on state aid. A zero can go through. So I don't know.
We're not cutting programs because right now we're increasing programs, Wendy, because we have a dismal success rate.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we.
But I'm saying you can get to a zero.
You can get to a zero, but I'm not going to do anything that's going to take programs away from the students, and I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt these kids. These kids have to succeed. They haven't in past years.
I don't think anybody's arguing that, Dr. Dale. We're all on the same page. We want kids to go, but you can. We have experienced people here that have worked on budgets. You can get to a zero if you want. You can cut out the areas.
We are not. We're not making cuts. There is no fat. We are.
Every budget has fat, but okay. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. You could win that. Okay, but I know how it works. Okay. Second thing is about the videoing. I have been coming to meetings probably for 2 years. I have asked at almost every single meeting. I have asked via email. And by the way, when you decide if this is going to be video, that is a public session that you have to discuss that in. That is a public vote that has to go on. So when you say what meeting, I am respectfully asking that video live streaming go on to the next regular meeting of September 14th. In fact, you have a policy that any board member, any parent, any employee, or any member of the community can ask for things to go on the agenda. I have submitted 4 things to go on the agenda. All I got was thank you for your email. I didn't get an acknowledgement if it will or will not go on there. There's a policy for a reason. While I understand it's at your discretion, these are reasonable things. One of them was video live streaming and archiving. I think I just heard Ms. Johnson say that you will archive them on the website, correct? That's awesome. Did you say that? I thought you said that.
For the audio.
For the audio until we get to the next thing. So I am asking for the next agenda if we can respectfully have live streaming discussion and vote. The second thing I asked about was community, board, and administration communication. Because a lot of times what happens, it's not that crowded now, sometimes it does get crowded, is not everybody can always ask a question here, right? So what do? If you can't ask a question here and we submit it to Dr. Fail or we submit it to the board and then we're ignored, how is the community going to get their questions answered? So that's something that I think that we can improve upon. Okay. It really doesn't have to be this whole push and pull thing. Like, let's work together so everybody feels included in this process. People want it, you know, you're our elected officials. You vote for us, you speak for us. Let's have a better relationship that we can depend on you and that you can be our voices. And the woman just said before that you know, we've been asking. So when I understood her frustration, you're saying we're gonna get audio. The community has time and time again been asking for video. And every single policy says you wanna hear input from the community. We're giving it to you and it's not being acted upon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amanda O'Connor, 37 Park Avenue. I just want to clarify a couple of things. So Dr. Lang had stated that the convention, you guys were there for a Saturday and Sunday and worked Monday through Friday from about 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Is that right?
Yes, that's what she said. Okay.
Dr. Fail said you were only there for 5 days. So which is
well, five days.
But you were there for 7 full days.
Right, this is 1 day's pass.
Airfare is different on different days. Mm-hmm. I have children that I send back to Colorado several times a year. So traveling on a Sunday versus traveling on a different day costs a lot more money. So that's just why I'm asking.
Okay.
Just wanted clarification. Also for clarification, did we put a whole new, like did we create a whole new system for scheduling? Or did we go back to the scheduling system that we were using a couple of years ago?
That's good.
Because we got 2 different
systems. It's a hybrid. Dr. Lang will give you more details on it.
Just like to know how it's different from what we were doing a few years ago for the block system.
There are some blocks.
Okay.
They're linked periods. And that really is subject area specific. That's what
I understand. I just didn't do that. And then I do just want to say, since the debacle on the July 6th meeting, there will always be one of us here for these people. Always.
Dina Rosenberg, 34 Wellington Place.
heard what you said about schedules. I have a daughter going into 11th grade. As you can imagine, she's like obsessively checking for her schedule. Last year, she was enrolled in SUNY Science Research, and she wasn't able to get college credits because you didn't have the appropriate teacher that was eligible to give the class, so she missed out on those college credits, which is unfortunate. Because the schedules aren't out, I can't really look to see if there's any pitfalls that I have to work with. So just keep that in mind too. As parents, you want us to be involved, but I can't help, number one. Number two, none of the transcripts are updated. So her high school transcript isn't updated. It's still from 9th grade. It doesn't have any of her 10th grade stuff. FYI. Okay. Enough for that. Thank you so much.
Good evening. Rosa Jada Torres, 19 South Final Drive, Amityville. I just want the board to know that I had gone to an amazing PD Tuesday. I just want the board to know it's fabulous. I'm going to personally thank Mr. Pete Paranos too. I was only TA there, but it was amazing. Second question is middle school. Are we going to have good matches for us totally in middle school like high school has?
I'll tell you why I am laughing. Ms. Bawazzi and I met with the food service company today, and we are demanding that there is going to be a change, and there will be lunches that are attractive to the students while maintaining the compliance that we have to follow with federal and state food standards. It was a tough meeting that we had with them today. And I give Ms. Bawazzi a lot of credit for that. Rose, both of us had worked here previously, and we remember when the district had its own kitchens. Well, we still had our own kitchens, but we did our own preparation. And we know what the quality of the food was at that time. And we want to bring back that quality. And we are not accepting any excuses from the company that provides it.
Because I went to, we had open house over there for 6 grades.
Yeah.
And everybody that my granddaughter said, no, you can't be in middle school, you're too small. I said, yeah, she doesn't eat. She doesn't like good food. Hopefully right. She has good food for her.
We are making sure of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Any other community input on that?
Hi, good evening, Danelle Cronin, 32 Mill Place. I just wanted to confirm that the live streaming will be on the September 14th agenda. Will that situation, that question was not clearly answered?
It wasn't clearly answered because when we go to do the agenda review, we'll make a decision whether or not that will be on the agenda.
Okay, I just have to make a comment. I worked in a school system for 21 years locally, and the district I worked in, live streaming a meeting was just part of what they did, and I don't understand why Amityville was so resistant to do that. It confuses me as a very heavy taxpayer. So in light of the amount of taxes that are paid in this community, I would expect the board to do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other
comments on non-agenda items?
What is going to be the best way for community members to submit questions to the board to get the items on the agenda? Like, what's going to be, is there a policy on that?
So,
is there a procedure?
It's sent to the board via the email, right? When we go to do the agenda review.
So I would email the board.
We're getting another district clerk. That'll be updated on the website.
What for now? Who should I email for now?
So the district clerk will be starting soon. For right now, email Dr. Fail. You can CC the board, that's fine. And then from that point, when we go to do create the agenda, that's when we'll go over about suggestions from the community for items to go on the agenda. And then we will let you know, once the agenda is set up, we say, thank you so much. We received your question. The item will be on the agenda. Thank you so much. We received your question. The item will not be on the agenda.
Okay, so we will start getting a live response.
Yes. We're acknowledging that we will acknowledge that we received your email about that agenda request.
Well, we always get that. I'm asking for the next portion.
Right. And like I said, once we do the agenda, then at that time, once the decision is made, yes, it will go on the agenda. No.
Okay, so just to be clear, you will be responding to the community email.
In regards to
more than thank you for your information, or thank you for submitting the information. We'll be getting a second email that will say yes or no, it will go on.
In regards to the agenda item, yes.
Margo Chef 77 South Bayview Avenue. Further to my last question, when I stood at this podium last month and what have you, we talked about the personal email addresses and the fact that they should not be used. Number one, has that been rectified and changed?
It is being rectified. We're in the process of updating the website, and the emails will be replaced. The school board emails will be replaced on the website. Yes.
So they're not on. I didn't get a chance.
No, it's not on the website yet.
What's the ETA on that?
Syntex is the company that's updating the website. It's in their hands. We hope that it would have been done by now, but hopefully within the next, so hopefully by the next meeting, they will have it all updated.
Okay, and no more personal emails, right?
No, we'll be using school board emails.
As it should. Thank you.
Sorry.
Last time up here. The policy actually says to write to the superintendent. It doesn't say anything about the district clerk. My final question is, what is the board policy when an employee violates a stipulation of agreement or settlement?
I'm sorry, we can't answer that.
My final question is, what is the board policy? The question is, what is the board policy when an employee breaches their stipulation of settlement or stipulation of agreement? No answer.
No answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions on non-agenda items? At this point, we have to go back into executive session to address some personnel items. And I have a motion, and we're going to stay in here and you have an opportunity to stay out there. We anticipate only being executive session for 15, oh, I'm sorry, we'll make it 30 minutes. We're saying 15, but we'll make it 30 minutes. We're going to stay in here. You're free to stay out in the hallway. We will ask security if you want to sit in. We'll open up a room that you can sit in. Okay. So can I have a motion to adjourn back into executive session? And the time is 8:33. And the purpose for going back is for personnel items. Personnel items relating to a particular employee relating to a particular position.
So moved.
Can I have a second? Have a second?
Yeah, thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So we anticipate only being about, we'll say 30 minutes, we'll have 50 minutes, and we'll have everyone come back.
Carol, and Terry is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, so we're going to go back to that one agenda item that was tabled to vote on. All right, and the personnel action report. It's under letter C, certified appointments. Can I have a motion for agenda item C1?
So moved.
Annette Santos first. Terry Fulton second. Any questions on this agenda item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Any questions from the board or the community? Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, President John. So I just had a question that I actually sent to the board and superintendent actually earlier today, but I think that it would actually benefit everyone that has students and children in the district to know it. So my question was, families received a letter in the mail stating all students enrolled at the Amityville Union Free School District are eligible to receive a healthy breakfast and lunch at school at no charge. And then in the morning when I was getting dressed for work, I saw on News 12 a story saying that pandemic era free lunch program ends in front of the new school year. So I was kind of concerned, does that affect our school district or not? And what does that mean for parents that have to pay? But I believe that there is an answer to that.
Yes. The last 2 years, the federal government made all school lunches throughout the nation free for all kids. That is what is being announced on Channel 4. All students, but we applied for what is called community eligibility provision. And that designation is given to school districts where at least 40% of all the kids qualify for free and reduced lunch. So uniquely, we will continue to receive free, even though all other school districts in the nation will have to pay for meals based on their income, family income. So we will continue to receive free meals. However, most students out there are going to start paying for food.
Thank you for that clarification. Just one more thing before we, if there's no other input from the community. All right, just 1 second. So I just wanted to, one of the things that was on the agenda tonight on the personnel action was we did hire a new district clerk, and I just said the person is here, so I just would like to acknowledge Kristen. So if you can stand up. If you do have any questions, feel free to come to the mic and just provide you some information.
Amanda O'Connor, 37 Park Avenue. So does that mean that all of the kids in the district were enrolled into that program, or was it just something that was given to you guys to kind of do the work behind this? Like, how exactly does that work? Because I know for, generally speaking, for the standard career lunch program, you have to fill out an application and you have to qualify for that stuff. So I guess what I'm asking is, were my daughters enrolled into that system because of the extra money for the last 2 years?
Just use your mic.
It has nothing to do with the last 2 years. It has to do with the fact that at least 40% of the kids in the entire district qualify for free and reduced. It's very unique to us.
So my children's information is now in that system, even though I didn't successfully be put in it. Like, that's what I'm asking for. I appreciate it. Very, very good. Basically, when you fill out the application to be put into a standard free or reduced lunch program, your children's information goes on file with the state, at the state aid, the SNAP office. So what I'm asking is, because my children have never been enrolled by myself, into that system, is there information now with our local SNAP office?
No.
Okay.
It's not with the SNAP office at all.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that, like, their information wasn't put out.
No.
And then just one last thing, I could not remember, and I thought it was fantastic. I was looking on the website. I had gone on hoping it was on Dr. Phil's, you know, info site that family super. I could not remember what his philosophy was. He had said a couple of weeks ago. So that's why I was on there looking for it. So if we could get that up, you know, that's when you should be, that would be awesome. But really, I just wanted to know what your philosophy was. Yes. Yep. How was it that you worded that? Was it just that?
Well, it's more than that. What we do is we do put something on the website.
So right now you want someone to talk to
you? You know, last this is gonna, let me try to do this quickly.
No, I just
Jonah's gonna throw
something. I can't remember what it is. That's
okay.
Why okay. I'm not.
Because
I'm
basically, not if you remember last year we started to investigate a number of different programs, such as an emotional literacy program, a math program, a reading program, and so on. You know, the whole host of new programs. And what we figured is that last year was really a year of imagining how we are going to implement improvement. This year is a year of innovation and implementation. So that's really what I said. Imagining innovation.
Yeah, no, I thought it was fantastic.
And that was the changing mindset. And it's all about helping the kids to do better so we can get out of the situation that we're in right now. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
I just have one recommendation. I've seen it done on my own Facebook and stuff. I would love for this board to be student oriented, where maybe you can have kids come from different schools and present things that they're doing, give them awards, something to really bring the children in and buy into this. You know, I think that that would go a long way with the parents, and I think that would go a long way with the kids. I would really, really love to see kids represented here. The other thing is,
so would you be free to go to the next part? Mm-hmm. That's something that. That used to take place all the time. I think with COVID, it kind of slacked off.
Okay.
That will be in the plans for this year. So yes, that
Or something that we had done too, which maybe you might want to consider is maybe a representative from like the high school and the middle school, so they could just do like a one-page report of what's happening, and then have them dismissed, obviously, before the board business. Sorry, but it would really be nice for us to see this.
That's something that will definitely be coming back.
Okay, fantastic.
Thank you.
I'll be back just.
Can I have a motion to adjourn at 9:16?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Juan Leon first. Carol Seale second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you for coming out.